Since the news that this year's flu vaccine is ready, the government has advised that the old, the young, and people with medical problems be vaccinated. However, not everyone thinks vaccination is a good idea. According to NHS England, less than 50% of those eligible to have the flu vaccine, most people except for the very young and very old, got the flu vaccine as a precaution last year. That means over 50% did not get vaccinated. Of that 50%, some are actively against the flu vaccine. In today's debate, we'll begin with flu expert Dr. Sandra Smith, who is in favour of flu vaccination. After that, we'll hear from alternative medicine practitioner Mark Lee, who is against flu vaccination. Dr. Smith will now begin. Dr. Smith?
Thank you. Well, influenza, or the flu, is a respiratory disease that can make you feel extremely ill. Most people who get the flu recover after several days. While they may feel terrible, there are usually no long-lasting problems. However, the flu can cause severe illness or worse for a small percentage of the people who get it. It may not sound like a lot, but actually this is hundreds of thousands of people around the world each year. It can be especially serious for the very old and the very young. Obviously, we want to do everything in our power to stop the infection from spreading. This brings us to vaccination. When people get vaccinated, less flu can spread through the population. Vaccines have saved millions of lives. They're a proven method of disease prevention. Scientists have been developing flu vaccines from the 1930s up to today, so we have a lot of experience with them. Researchers make new flu vaccines every year based on the previous year's flu virus. The World Health Organization recommends that children between the ages of 6 months and 5 years, people over 65, pregnant women, and anyone who already has a serious illness should have the flu vaccine. They also recommend vaccinations for healthcare workers. To finish up, let me say this. I'm a flu specialist. I research the virus and work closely with flu patients all the time. So I'm constantly around the virus. I've had the vaccine. All of my colleagues have had the vaccine. None of us have caught the flu. If we hadn't had the vaccine, we could have caught the flu each year. There's no guarantee that vaccination will prevent you from getting the flu, but it won't hurt you. And there's a chance it could save your life. How would you feel if someone in your family did not have the vaccine and then became really ill?
We'll now have the statement against vaccination from Mark Lee.
Thank you. And thank you, Dr. Smith. Let me start by saying that I'm not against all vaccines. Dr. Smith is absolutely right that many vaccines work very well and that millions of lives have been saved by vaccination. There's plenty of good scientific data that proves that. If scientists hadn't developed the polio vaccine, the world would be very different today. But let me ask you this. Has the flu vaccine been properly tested? Have there been proper clinical trials to prove that it works, that it stops infection? Does it really provide prevention of the disease? For most medicines, the government makes sure that proper tests are carried out, but this isn't the case with the flu vaccine. There isn't one single scientific study that proves that this year's flu vaccine works. The packaging on this flu vaccine clearly states that no controlled trials have been performed that demonstrate that this vaccine causes a reduction in influenza. It's here in black and white. If it says on the package that there's no proof that it's an effective prevention, why are we using it? Yes, vaccination can be good, but flu vaccination is just a big experiment, and it may actually be doing more harm than good If it were proven, then I would consider it.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. Dr. Smith, do you have anything to add?
Thank you. You make some interesting points, Mr. Lee. It's true that when the flu emerges every year, it's a bit different than the year before. When making a vaccine, researchers have to try to figure out how the flu is going to change and adjust it to the new virus. If we waited until the new virus emerges, it would be too late. So, while Mr. Lee is right, we don't do clinical trials of the flu vaccine in the way that we do trials for other medicines, that doesn't mean we aren't scientific in our methods. I'd definitely like to challenge the idea that there's no scientific basis for our work. I disagree with Mr. Lee on that point. Let me tell you more about my work in that area. We can prove in the laboratory that vaccines can reduce the risk of getting a disease generally. What we don't know is exactly how this year's flu virus will change, but we can use our experience to make a prediction. As for the question of the vaccine being dangerous, it doesn't contain a live virus, so you definitely can't get the flu from the vaccine. If people are vaccinated and then happen to become ill, that doesn't logically mean the vaccine caused the illness. They were most likely in contact with the virus before they were vaccinated.
Well, I'm sure Dr. Smith is a very good doctor, but I think the flu vaccine package I mentioned earlier is clear. It's obvious that the vaccine hasn't been properly tested. The other big concern, of course, is safety. A lot of us believe that the vaccine actually causes people to become ill rather than making them well. So she and I disagree on that point. I'm talking about side effects. Some people have become really ill after being vaccinated. This can be anything from headaches to stomach problems. Do you really want to use a medicine that might make you ill? Supposing you gave your children the vaccine and it made them worse rather than better. Some people also believe that the vaccine may give you the flu rather than stopping you from catching it. I've had patients who were healthy, then had the flu vaccine and became ill. Medicines shouldn't make us ill. That's why I'm against the flu vaccine, and that's why I don't think anyone at all should have it.
Thank you both.